That's correct. It's my new Japanese guitar. Ask me why I bought it.
Why?
Because the guy in Rebel Wizard plays one. I was really loving the Rebel Wizard record. I was like, wow, that guitar sounds crazy. What does he play? Well, you know, it's easy to find out. It's a Takamage X200. So I went and got one. Actually, if I talk long enough, I can draw a connection between Rebel Wizard, the one-man Australian black metal band I'm into right now, and what this song is about.
Do it!
Do it!
Okay.
So, this is a song, I feel like my band, if you guys want to take a minute, you know, it takes me a while to explain this one. This is on the new record, which is called Goths. I understand Denver is a goth. I understand Denver is a goth stronghold, so I'm excited to be here.
You know where we are, right?
What?
The name of this venue.
Oh, it's the goth.
It's the goth. Yeah.
So this song is about how I betrayed the noble unicorn, right? It's, when I was a kid, I was really into unicorns and dragons and fantasy stuff, for kind of obvious reasons. If you were an outside person looking at my young life, you'd go, this is a kid who's gonna dig the superheroes and the good guys and the unicorns and the dragons and all of the lovely things that fight for justice, you know, it's like this.
Yes,
when I think
justice.
Of dragons, I don't think of the evil dragon destroying the city. I got some fucking game on my iPhone. Like, it's about dragons, but the dragon is like scorching the city. That's not my dragons. My dragons are like ones who protect the city from the outsider, right? So, like a gigantic Saint Bernard, but way cooler looking. Right? So I was into those things, right? But then as you transition into high school, you know, you get into the harder drugs. Not everybody. Not you necessarily, but me, yes. And you discover Lou Reed, and you discover that if you're cutting a really hard figure, then it prevents people from getting close to you, and you develop a really hard external shell. You can even really play with it and make it look malleable until people get too close and you cut them right off. It's not healthy, and I don't recommend it, but it's a survival strategy. So, when you do these things, you tend to turn your back on the softer things that you sought comfort in when you were a child. You tend to look at the noble unicorn and the dragon and go, ah, that's for those guys rolling the 20-sided dice and stuff for much too. Those guys are still smoking pot. I moved on. And that was my mood for most of high school, right? So I did not relate to those guys. I didn't listen to progressive rock anymore. And then I got to Portland, Oregon. I was a fucking train wreck at this point. It was a miracle that I could get anybody to date me at all. But a young woman named Kim from Roseburg, Oregon, we met at a Cure concert. And for our first gift-giving holiday, she sent me a pound of coffee and a cup that had sort of fake gold. It was a glass coffee cup, right? And it had this gold unicorn on it.
Stumptown Coffee!
No, that came much later. And it had this gold unicorn on it. Please wait, I'm trying to tell a story. It had a gold unicorn on it, this cup. And I looked at the noble unicorn, and reflexively, the shell I built around myself spoke. I said, oh yeah, you know, it used to be that kind of thing. I mean, I got this in the mail, so I didn't say it out loud, but it was what I felt it looked like. Oh yeah, how quaint, a unicorn, right? And then from the cup, the unicorn swiveled its noble head at me. I said, why have you betrayed me to the empty and worthless powers of darkness? Who are you to betray? Would you shut up, please? Please don't do that. Don't sit in the front row and yell at me all night. I can't take it. Okay? If you gotta do that, go to the back and do it with those people. I don't wanna do that. Thanks for wrecking the anecdote. This is called Unicorn Talk.